Let's invite Master Kwame Bafor Asare to the stage.
Patrosum Jane Kamanina. I'm honored to be here this morning, and I thank Papa Bembo, the session members, and the children's service teachers for this opportunity to be here this morning. Patrosum Bompaya. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. Thank you for all you've done for us today. We thank you for this opportunity to be here gathered as a congregation this morning. Oh Lord, today I ask you that you use me as a vessel, oh Lord. May their hearts be touched today, oh Lord. May they not come and go out the same today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Today's theme is Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the hope of the child. And may I please ask you a question? Who do you have your hope in? As you reflect upon your life, does it show that God is your source of guidance? It is one thing to simply say that you put your hope in the Lord, but to truly mean it, it has to show in your actions. In your time of great distress or worry, do let it all overtake you, or do continue to put your hope in the Lord, knowing that He is our Alpha and Omega. Amen? As I said in the first Bible reading, about how David was able to put his hope in the Lord. If David was able to put his hope in the Lord, as fellow children of God, we should be able to put our trust in our Heavenly Father above as well. It also goes on to say that he put his hope and trust in the Lord since his youth. This is directed toward my fellow peers and mates. If David was able to put his hope in the Lord at a young age, so can we. And just because our parents are there to intercede for us, it does not mean that we should rely on them on every single thing. Because just because they're there to intercede for us does not mean that we can't have our own personal relationship with God. Because in the end, they won't always be there to intercede for us. It also goes on, another thing that is important in the first Bible reading says, is that when we put our hope in the Lord, and the Lord has done something great for us, we should praise Him. Because when we praise Him, that is our way of giving our thanks to Him and showing our appreciation to Him. And another thing that is important is that just because the Lord is there to help us, it does not mean that we should start using Him as a tool, and every single time we should go to Him, I want, I want, I want, I want. Every single time. So imagine God, every single time, I want, I want, I want. It's as if He's a shop and we're a customer coming to get everything free, buntu, every single time. In the second Bible reading, it talks about how that when we put our hope in the Lord, what the Lord does for us. So what He does is that it talks about how when we are down, the Lord lifts us up. When we are weak, the Lord strengthens us. And when we fall, the Lord will always pick us up. So we should know that when we put our hope in the Lord will always be there to help us so we can fully rely on Him. Amen?
Amen.
It also talks about how when we love God, He works for our good. Because it says that It talks about how when we love God, he truly sees that we are His children. And as His children, He would love to help us. So another question I have for you today is, do you love God? Nanso Bible, like I said, I dear nina di boa omwa omojonyame aname boa. My last point, it talks about how when we put our hope in the Lord, and when the Lord has done something great for us, not only should we praise Him, but we should testify. Because when we testify, that is when other people around us are able to hear and are able to know, oh, when we convert to Christ, the Lord will help us. The Lord will pick us up when we are weak. So we should always make sure to testify, because we never know how it might impact the person next to us in a very positive way. Amen? And for a visual example, let's say that you're at the start of a maze. And now, And now, this person, let's say, a phone. Wouldn't it be wise to stay in contact with that person or continuously communicate with that person? Wouldn't it be weird to cut the call or just mute it and put it in your pocket? This may seem bizarre to us, but in reality, we do it all the time with God. When He gives us an instruction, we just brush it off and go on based on our own understanding because we think this way is better. Yet the Lord is the one that is able to see our omega. So instead of going through all those dead ends and just wasting time, when we put our hope in the Lord, in the end, we'll be able to go on a straight path without wasting any time and going through all those unnecessary things. So in the end, the Lord will surely lead us and guide us down the right path. Amen.